Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, September 28th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 7 cents at 532 and a half, December wheat down 15 and 3 quarter cents at 706 and a half, and November beans down 10 and a half cents at 1277. Grains under pressure today, kind of a risk-off day. The Dow Jones is down 465, but that's about 150 off its lows. We were down over 600 at one point. Crude oil, which made a new contract high, broke about $2 a barrel. That put the pressure on bean oil, and the beans never really recovered. The dollar was also very strong, up 39 ticks, making new highs at 93.78. That put the pressure on the wheat and really all the grains out here. We had better rains in Australia, some rains in Argentina for the wheat, better rains in the plains. So wheat kind of took it on the chin between the better weather and the dollar out here. I'm not sure why the crude oil broke. The story has been over the last week and a half as this crude oil has rallied, and it's been because of the conflict, a potential conflict between Israel and Iran. Israel made those comments at the United Nations saying they're not going to stand for Iran getting a nuclear weapon. They've crossed every red line, and Israel is prepared to attack. Most people saw that as Israel announcing to the world what's about to happen out there. So, interestingly enough, the crude finished lower here today, but a dollar off the lows, a dollar off the highs. So it's hard to know what to make of that. But when the crude oil broke, it certainly had its impact on the bean oil. So overall, it looks like we've got, you know, decent yields, better weather for the wheat. The yield stories that I continue to see are pretty good. I don't see a whole lot of evidence of the tar spots being a major problem, though. People in Illinois and Indiana claim that it's really affecting yields. I haven't seen it on the yields I've received. So we'll see how that plays out. Maybe as we get farther into harvest and really into the brunt of it, that we'll see more reductions in yields because of the tar spotting out here. That's really pretty much it. Like I said, kind of a risk-off day with the Dow and the dollar. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.